and welcome to EY.AI Unplugged series, where partners from our firm will be talking about all things artificial intelligence. Hi, I'm Neville Dumatia. I'm the market segment leader for industrials and energy. And I wanted to discuss how artificial intelligence has an impact on several sectors within EY. Over 75% of the world's GDP comes from asset-heavy industries, engineering, energy, manufacturing, real estate, construction, auto, metals and mining. But precious little is understood as to how artificial intelligence is used to transform those businesses. I'm very surprised, and I'm sure you'll be surprised as well, when I tell you that after financial services, it's the manufacturing sector which is the single biggest spender on artificial intelligence, much ahead of telecom, retail and healthcare. In India, while we've seen the auto and the energy sector being the most progressive with tech adoption, I think others are not very far behind and soon will catch up. Across the board, what we're seeing, digital transformation conversations ranging from the ERP to SCADA to implementations in IoT, digital twins, smart factories, as our clients start to think a lot more proactively about artificial intelligence. Where some of our clients were traditionally looking to get the most out of numbers, be it price, be it demand forecasting, predictive analytics, supply chain optimization, today they're broadening their vision to cover text, audio, video, which is a prime case where generative artificial intelligence can be used. AI cannot happen without data, fundamental truth, and Indian enterprises have traditionally been voracious in collecting data and preparing for artificial intelligence. I was reading a recent report from Databricks that talks about how, amongst all of their customers globally, Indian consumers are the ones who are most proactive in applying artificial intelligence and generative AI solutions on their data, much ahead of Germany, UK, France, and even the United States. Most importantly, artificial intelligence adoption is not just limited to the private sector. In fact, some of the most progressive thinking on that we've been seeing is coming from the PSUs, who not just shown grand ambition, but the willingness to adopt through some marquee projects that have recently been tendered out. Now, despite all of this interest, the key question remains, show me the value. In our recent survey of Indian enterprises, over 65% of clients reported that lack of clarity on return on investment or ROI prevented them from making decisions on artificial intelligence deployment. We often encounter clients who have undertaken many POCs but haven't really taken this picture. Today, at EY, our number one focus has been bringing together our domain and sector experts with our artificial intelligence and technology team to help clients correctly scope and realize the value in artificial-led transformation. A key component to AI-led transformation is people, and at EY, we've invested significantly in training our workforce to get the most out of AI, and we're taking the same to our clients today. Finally, some serious concerns, well-placed concerns around the risk surrounding AI, especially with our security, reliability, misuse. And through our cybersecurity and tech risk practices, we have been working with our clients to address this so that clients can then get the most out of artificial intelligence. To summarize, we are at the start of an exciting phase in artificial intelligence adoption across at the enterprise and across. At EY, we are working with our clients holistically across purpose, discovering and scoping AI usage correctly, process, executing these successful transformations, being mindful of inherent risk, and people bringing the workforce along. Thank you so much.